I'm telling you, 80s action movies, just the best! I mean, yeah, I wasn't actually alive in the 80s, but I really wish I was! Like, I'm totally into that whole, like, macho thing they had going on back then. What, seriously? You like the modern stuff better? Okay, sure, but shouldn't you like this stuff? Aren't you like a big alpha chat bro or whatever? Yeah, obviously your name isn't Chad. You seriously don't know what Chad is? It's what with guys like you? Maybe not as nice and maybe not as dumb. I'm kidding, okay? You're not dumb, just bad at math and bad at staying in a relationship for more than a week. Speaking of, how did that last date of yours go? No, keep talking. I'm just going to get into a more comfortable position. What? I'm laying my head on your lap. Your thighs are big and comfy. Sue me. It's your fault being so thick and juicy. If you don't want me there, just grab me by the neck and throw me out the window. I'm barely over 5 feet tall. You could probably just launch me. I'm kidding. You would never hurt me. But, anyway, your date, how come it didn't work out? She wasn't dominant enough? What does that even mean to you? Were you mad that she didn't, like, handcuff you to the bed and peg you or something? Okay. If that's on it, then what exactly would your little date need to do to be dominant? Being confident? Taking initiative? maybe she should have tried putting her head on your lap without asking? I'm joking. Totally kidding around. I don't want to make it sweet. It's just so comfy here. So, tell me, what else would she have to do to be, in your words, dominant enough for you? Protective? Uh-huh. Confident? Yeah, get that. Tall? Wait, what? Tall? What the hell? Tall? Like, you don't need to be tall to be dominant. I saw that Taylor Swift looking girl you went on a date with. She was almost as tall as you, and she was the opposite of dominant. She could barely even make eye contact and was so quiet I couldn't see her being able to hold a conversation even if you put a gun to her head. So what's next? Are you going to say a girl needs to have big boobs to be dominant too? It's not like that's a personality trait either. I am not insecure about my tiny boobs. They are so not tiny. I just wear baggy clothes to hide them. Everything they got big back when I was in high school because I don't like getting looked at by thirsty creeps, okay? Not that you know about that, you're so freaking dumb and oblivious that you probably couldn't even tell when someone was looking at you. I do so know more about it, what it means for a woman to be dominant than you. Maybe if you knew what you actually wanted, you would be able to keep dating a girl for more than a week before losing interest. I'm probably the woman who's lasted the longest in your life, and I'm just your freaking roommate. No, your mum doesn't count, you idiot! Are you seriously missing the point of what I'm saying this hard? Ugh! Well, are you going to talk back or what? I'm waiting. Good boy. Well, you look like you liked it when I called you that. You even look like you liked it when I was yelling at you. Want me to yell at you some more? Because you look like you were having a good time. Or maybe you prefer it if I did something more. What was the word you used again? Oh, that's right. Proactive. You know exactly what I'm doing. Don't play dumb. I mean, you are dumb, but just shut up and kiss me. fuck you. Yes, I mean it. I want to fuck you so bad. Oh shit. That one time I walked in on you getting into the shower, I wore the batteries of my vibrator 5 times. Just from using it while thinking about what I was saying. Thinking about how cute and embarrassed you look when I saw you naked. And now, you're being such a good boy for me. Take your shirt off. I want to see you again. This time, I get to look at you as long as I want. God, you're so fucking hot. You're so stupid, you probably don't even know how hot you are. I wish your nipples were as sensitive as mine are. Probably get a kick of feeling you get hard while I lick them. Not that you need help with that, I can already feel you getting rock hard under my skirt. Now, you're going to do everything I say, exactly how I say it, okay? Good boy. Take your pants off. Don't bother with my clothes. When you're ready, just push my panties to the side and let me ride you. Finally get to fuck you. I'm going to use this cock to get off. Sometimes when I'm playing with myself, I can get in and get out in like a minute. If I'm horny enough that day. Oh yeah, definitely horny enough. Do you want to see me come on your cock? You'd like that, wouldn't you? How about this? I get myself off now and you hold off a little longer and come when I tell you to come. Does that sound like a fun game? Oh, you'll know when. I lean into your ear just like that and tell you, come for me. God damn, you're so fucking hot. Keep it that way. I have a lot of teasing to do before I let you get off. But I'll get myself off whenever I want. Just stay still, let me. Let me do my thing. Like, oh my god, I'm so close. Yeah, I can. Yeah, but don't worry. You'll get your turn. Just be a good boy and take my clothes off. No, not from there. Do it. Just like I say. Take off my skirt. And my panties. Do I look cute with just my big sweater on? You can take that off next. So, yeah, some girl wear crazy push-up bras to make their boobs like look bigger. Mine kind of do the opposite. You can take it off now. What was that you were saying earlier about me being insecure about my little boobs? Because I think they're big enough to suffocate you. Maybe I'll do that later. First, there's some special attention I want to give you. Moan for me while I suck your cock. Be careful, don't come for me yet. No matter how hard I suck your cock, you're not allowed to come until I tell you to. Do you like seeing me suck all my juices off of your cock? Does it get you thinking of what my pussy tastes like? I want to show you what it tastes like. Lean back. I'm going to have a seat. Yes, I do mean I'll sit on your face. You're lucky you're so handsome because you're just so fucking stupid. Now, be a good boy. Just eat my pussy. There we go. Fuck. Just so good at that. I wonder if you can even hear me talking with my thighs clamped around your ears like that. I should make sure to moan extra loud for you, so I can make sure you know how much I appreciate this. It's a shame my arms are too short to reach. I'd love to jerk you off while you do this. Then I could make you come while you ate me out. That would be so hot. You like making me come, don't you? I wonder how many times you managed to do it tonight. You can go as long as you want. I keep your face between my thighs all night because I didn't want you to fuck me so badly. Fuck. You're going to make me come. Don't you stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. Good job, big guy. Yeah, I think I've teased you enough. You look so tense for me edging you for so long. I mean, since you've been such a good boy, I'll let you choose where you get to come. Do you want to come in my mouth? How about in between my big tits? I've always wanted to try that. Oh, you want to come in my pussy? That can be arranged. Get on top of me. Follow my instruction. You don't have to just stare at them, you know. You can suck on my tits whenever you like. Actually, just stay there just a little longer. Be as rough with them as you like. Fuck, just bury your face in there. I'm going to shove your face into them as hard as I can. Okay. I'll let you breathe for now. Are you ready to fuck me? Put it in slowly. Just find a perfect rhythm. Bring yourself closer and closer. Don't come into us so you can. I'm going to run my fingers through your hair while you fuck me. When I'm getting close, I pull hard on your hair. Because I want to come with me. Just make sure. Make sure you don't come until I tell you. You can do that, right? I knew you would. Harder. Yeah, fuck me harder. God, there we go. Just like that. Keep fucking me. Don't you dare slow down. Do you want to come? You look so desperate to finally come in me. I'm so fucking close. I want you to come with me. Be a good boy, yeah. And come for me. Oh my god. I can feel you feeling me up. God. have never, ever orgasmed that hard in my fucking life. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Hooking up with a roommate is a dangerous game there. As risky as this kind of thing is, I really, really don't want to go back to stewing in sexual tension and coming up with excuses to lay my head on your lap. Let's keep the sex to, Bonday week, maximum. Except for like on special occasions or days when I really, really want my pussy eaten. You can do that for me, right? Just try not to fall in love with me. Goodbye.